Millions of people have been killed in the Democratic Republic of the Congo since the 1990s. Millions more fled their homes. And now Congolese are the fastest growing refugee population here in Arizona. From KJZC's Frontiers desk in Phoenix, Matthew Casey reports that tension, born almost 9,000 miles away, is still felt by those who escaped the deadliest conflict since World War II.
The new president of the Democratic Republic of the Congo took office in January. Al Jazeera reported that his first message was one of reconciliation in the vast and diverse African country. Refugees living in Phoenix say the new president was more specific in June, calling for an end to conflict in parts of eastern Congo. The area is home to people named Banyamulenge. They're an ethnic minority with Rwandan ancestry. Rugabira Ruhorimberi is one of them. He was once jailed by the Congolese government and nearly executed.
Hopefully, this issue can be resolved.
The Banyamulenge community in Phoenix went to state officials, Republican and Democrat, to seek U.S. help in making sure the new president keeps his word. Ruhorimberi says Banyamulenge want the government to defeat all armed militias in eastern Congo.
Protect everyone, all people, from all tribes.
The civic action by Banyamulenge in Phoenix did not sit well with other Congolese in Arizona. They want pressure put on all countries involved in the conflict, not just the Congolese government. The disagreement is a window to the immensely complex situation in eastern Congo, which has come up in Phoenix. With a police escort, about 50 Congolese protesters marched toward the Arizona capital almost 2 weeks ago. The protesters gathered at the flagpoles near the House and Senate, and Lumumba Onakoi read a memo responding to Banyamulenge action.
We are here to advocate and durable and sustainable peace.
Onakoi says Congo has a long record of welcoming refugees from other countries like Rwanda, where millions fled in the 1990s. Onakoi said it hurt to see people turning against the country that took them in.
And massacre our population, rape our mothers, sisters, and daughters.
Onakoi laid out 8 requests. One was for refugee resettlement groups to stop giving Congolese nationality to people without official government documentation.
We have seen many people from other countries who come to the United States as a Congolese by just living in the some of those camps.
Questions about nationality were repeatedly used by Congolese politicians to target Banyamulenge in the past. The government once even ordered Banyamulenge to go back to Rwanda, writes Severine Autisser, a professor, author, and researcher who works regularly in Congo.
It's as if someone was telling you, go back to Europe or go back to Ireland or wherever your ancestor came from 200 years ago. It makes no sense.
Autisser writes that Rwandan Tutsis came to Congo in waves before and during Belgian colonization. They later renamed themselves to distinguish from more recent arrivals. But people with Rwandan ancestry, especially Tutsis, were blamed for war in the 1990s. Ethnic violence raged in Congo. Autisser says Banyamulenge have been both targets and perpetrators.
Banyamulenge leaders have been responsible for atrocities, just like leaders from other ethnic groups have been responsible for atrocities.
Autisser says tension among Congolese refugees forced to flee home is common. She's also seen it in Belgium, New York, and Washington, D.C. Autisser thinks there is blame on both sides.
Given all of this history and given all of these antagonisms and all of these really, really hard memories for all of the people in Congo, how can they move forward so that they can live in peace?
Peace is something both local groups say they want for Congo. On the Banyamulenge side, Ruhorimberi says Congolese living here should get to know each other.
Let's meet. I would love to do that. Let's meet. Let's talk.
One protest leader says he's willing to meet with Banyamulenge in Phoenix. Another says she needs to talk it over with her constituents first. Matthew Casey, KJZZ News, Phoenix.